I have been collecting for a number of years small antique items, such as tea caddies and apprentice pieces, and beautiful objects that are crafted in wood. I first got interested in these items many years ago when I was working for an antique dealer, and she had a beautiful Georgian tea caddy which dated from about 1730, 1740, and I just thought it was such a lovely colour and beautiful condition, and I really started to get interested in these little objects. So as well as being an antique dealer, I buy these objects to sell on for financial gain, but the nicest ones I tend to keep for myself. I have half a dozen of them now, and I tend to collect the ones that are more unusual. For example, some tea caddies have a secret drawer in them that nobody would find unless you know where to look. So I have a number of those examples where you lift up the lid and there's a little piece on the side that lifts up and it reveals a little secret drawer underneath. So anything like that that is very unusual, I tend to collect. Also, these are becoming very hard to find now. So you'll see lots of tea caddies of various descriptions and sizes and various woods. But ones with secret compartments and a little bit extra about them are becoming harder to find. So that's why I like to collect them, because they're unusual, they're unique, and also they will appreciate in value. So they're a very good investment, as most antique things are. You can buy them, enjoy them, and in years to come, they're going to be worth a lot more money. So that's the nice thing about collecting antiques, is that your money is really quite safe. And they're lovely objects to own at the same time. I think whatever you want to collect, whether it's silver or small bits of furniture or tea caddies or art or paintings, you've got to have a passion for it. You've got to really enjoy it and appreciate it. So you look at an object or you look at an item and you think, I really like that. And you can find examples on the internet. A lot of people now, there are various websites that you can look at, and you'll see lots of antique dealers will advertise on them as well, lots of auction houses. And there are a number of these sites that you can look at, and once you know what you want to collect and what you're looking for, then you can specialise in certain areas and certain websites, and that's a good way of finding particular objects. Also, auctions, you can tour around the auctions, which I find great fun, really, trying to find nice objects. And you can go to antique fairs. There are lots and lots of antique fairs all over the world. Some sort of very cheap antique fairs, sort of almost like a car boot sale, and the other end of the scale, beautifully stand fitted and, you know, very exuberant looking antique fairs. So you can look at antique fairs, and antique shops, just go down your high street or your wherever you are, and antique centres. There are lots of antique centres around, which will house a whole mixture of things, any sort of antique, whether it's silver or furniture or paintings or art. So there's several places to go to find your treasures, whatever you want to start collecting. But the important thing, I think, is to have a passion about it. Is to be passionate about whatever you want to collect, and always try to get the very best. Sometimes I think, oh, that's really nice, but I can't really afford to keep it for myself. I bought it because it's part of business. But if I don't sell it, I'm not too disappointed, because I bring it home and it'll sit on my mantelpiece or wherever, and I'll enjoy it until the next antique fair that I do, or the next outing that I'm going to do. So sometimes I don't mind if I don't sell them. Obviously you like to sell them, because that's what we're in business for. But I don't get too disappointed if I don't sell some of these, because I quite like to keep them.